Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm looking for a stoner. Yeah, I get told nickname could be Homer. Far from a simp, son, I am just a pimp, one of a kind. If you ain't seeing, you're blind. I shine so illuminate. Wit can you stupid and switch lanes while I get brain from a gutter chick. And if she acts strange, I could get me another blot of JJ fab. But she's so supersonic, I can't just make her shake her ass, baby. It's logic. I shake it like a Parkinson when I get behind it. You can make it wiggle, pop, drop it, then grind it. Cause I was popping fool while you playing pocket pool. I was breaking all the rules in the champagne room. Cause I met her at the bar playing Duck Duck, Grey Goose. Recognize real Mac, and that's why, honey, choose other lanes in the air like a Bluetooth. So, welcome to the dollhouse. You know the
dollhouse.
When they get it, get it square, niggas get turned out. Welcome to the dollhouse. You know the
dollhouse.
Where Mac's never sipping, cause I'm all about my paper route.
Jack, can you hear me? Hello? Jack?
Yo!
Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Welcome to the dollhouse, guys. We want to welcome everybody to the dollhouse. I just came on just talking. That's kind of ghetto. I didn't even introduce myself. I'm just talking like you guys are supposed to know. Anyways, just wanted to check my voice out, make sure that the phone is not sounding stupid tonight. Do it sound okay? Hello, you guys, I'm talking to y'all. Do it sound okay?
Yeah, we can hear you, girl. We hear you.
I'm
going to
speak the fuck up. But say something. I'm asking y'all. It sounds like the conversation.
I'm over here speaking.
God.
I'm working out and on the radio. Right. I'm over here multitasking.
Well, I was asking y'all a question and y'all not listening. Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe y'all can
hear
me.
Ask again real quick.
Okay.
No, I can hear you. Ask one more time.
See, that's what I'm saying. If y'all can't hear me, let me know so I can, you know, do something about it. But anyways, y'all want to play and act like y'all didn't hear what I said. But it's okay.
What'd you say?
Shut up, Jay. Nothing. Just shut up. Nothing.
You know what? You made me mad because you say I talk too much. Is that true?
No, it's just the fact that things that you say have no meaning.
No, actually, he talks more off the phone. If you guys talk to him and have a conversation with him off the radio show, he's very talkative. I mean, I have to go in.
That's what's up, though. I got you, so that's how we're going to play this. Okay. And Ari, you know what? You stay in the one place. You be quiet. Okay?
Wait, Jay, India, I just thought about something. India's meaner than me. How come you didn't call her today when you were in the studio with the little 15-year-old songbird?
You know what? I tried to call her, but for some reason, her phone was a voicemail.
You tried to call me, Jack?
I did call you, India. I tried to call you and Jack.
Weird. I didn't get that call. Ari, did
I can't. I'm under the weather. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling too hot tonight, so my energy level is not what it usually is.
He got sucked inside out.
Ew, Jack got his cock sucked?
No, I did not.
You know what?
I've been doing a lot of tired as fuck.
She was freaky. She did it through his nose.
What are you talking about? Ari, that's disgusting.
That is absolutely ratchet. That's disgusting.
Man, it's the summertime. Nigga been hustling. I'm hustling. I'm in the streets. I'm selling
doors. Wait, Jack Sleep is the cousin of death.
Yes. That's the next fucking line. Yo, I can't sleep, son. Sleep is the cousin of death, man. Check my demo, man. I got 70,000 fans on Twitter. Son, I've been doing
I got 70,000 fans on Twitter, and none of them going to buy my ticket for three.
Next week, I'm going to church picnic. Nigga, I'm hot.
I'm doing big things right now. I'm doing big things right now. I just uploaded my video on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Worldstar Hip Hop just got it. Worldstar Hip Hop just got it. You know what I'm saying? Why do people think Worldstar Hip Hop is like the thing that's gonna make them like popular?
Hell, I don't know.
God, because it's as retarded as the person who fucking owns it.
Oh wow.
Come on now. Don't speak bad on Mr. Tower.
Ari taking shots at the owner.
I like that Ari's an asshole. I like that she keeps it real all the way. Except for her hair.
Hopefully
it's all good.
Start keeping it real, Jay.
I always keep it real. Please, look, you send me a wax phone, I tell you.
I'm just playing, baby. To everybody out there, we're not talking to ourselves. Welcome to the Dollhouse. Thank you guys for tuning in to our show. I'm India, and we're here with the infamous Jack, Jay White, Ari Good. Did you guys see the little intro I did? Did y'all see that? Because none of y'all motherfuckers responded.
I heard the ghetto shit. I heard it.
What? What are you talking about, ghetto? Who was ghetto?
You started talking right in the middle of the Welcome to the Dollhouse theme song.
What are you talking about, Jack? That's not what we're talking about.
I want to say happy Hanukkah to Terry from L.A. What up, Terry?
Oh,
happy
whatever. We ain't talking about Terry. We're talking about. It's not. I don't care. Is it Hanukkah? That's like Christmas. Are you serious?
Oh, okay.
Damn. I mean, it's Black Hanukkah.
I thought it was
Black Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Anyways, y'all didn't get the intro I sent y'all, the Dollhouse intro.
Is Black Hanukkah Kwanzaa?
Do anybody
know? That was so big, I couldn't even open that shit. For real.
Yes, I couldn't open it either.
So you guys didn't get the... Why did N get it? N got it. He watched it last night.
What did you do? You said like a fucking movie, like a three-part Roots. It was like Roots.
Whatever, you guys. Guess what? Well, then you can check it out on YouTube. If you go to YouTube right now, y'all dumb asses can check it out on YouTube, and y'all asses is on it. I made it, and I thought it would be a surprise for you guys. But you know what? I see my co-hosts. They don't ever pay attention to anything I do. But it's on YouTube right now. It's
That's
an intro.
True.
It's introducing the whole – shut up, Jack. It's introducing the whole cast. It's introducing some of the things that we do here on the Dollhouse. We added the Mel Gibson, just pieces of stuff that we do just to show y'all who we are. And we have pictures of our cast members. So if you guys want to check it out, go to the Dollhouse Radio.
Oh, God, pictures. Where'd we find these pictures, man?
Anyways, go to Dollhouse Radio YouTube after the show and look at it. We added some videos, too, Jack. I put prank calls up there. We got the Brian Pumper interview. We have the plumber prank call. So it's all kind of stuff up there. Go check out the Dollhouse Radio YouTube.
Yeah, I got to check it out. What's the web address? How do we get there?
Nigga, just said Dollhouse Radio. Just put in Dollhouse Radio. Go to YouTube, put in Dollhouse Radio, and it's going to be the first one to pop up.
Wait a minute. I know you're not calling me a nigga.
Yes, I am.
He is, nigga.
I actually did, nigga.
Fresh out of Zamunda calling somebody a nigga.
First of all, have you seen Jack? Come on, Jack. Let's get real. When you came here to Atlanta, you know, from what I remember, when you were in LA, you were a little lighter. You were a little brownish. Now you're darkish. Okay, so don't even start.
Man, ain't no wrong being dark. Shoot.
Yeah, Jay, you are very dark. It's nothing wrong
really
with that.
I'm not really dark. I'm not very.
Jay,
dark.
You are dark. You're dark.
I'm faithful chocolate.
Jay, yeah, and you're dark.
From what I remember, Jay was pretty dark.
Yeah,
I was not pretty dark. Big titty Ari. No, I was not.
Well, you are, Jay.
It don't even matter, because you heard what they said about it. The darker the berry, the quicker you get slapped in your face. You keep talking shit. You know, dark niggas are always violent. Dark niggas always start shit first.
Yeah, they do. We do.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, I ain't dark. I'm brown. I know that.
You wish you was brown. But anyways,
you turn the
light basically,
off, you know, India smiles, so I know where to put my dick.
No, he did not.
Wow, that's really low, Jack. That is really low.
Oh, God.
Very low, Jack. Very low.
The drum said all that. That was a
funny
one. And Jay's cracking up like he knows where to put his dick.
Yeah, Jay, would you know where to put your dick? Would you know where to put your dick?
Where are we, Ari? Well, how about I show you then? How about that? I'll show you what I learned from watching all these porn videos I've been watching
every
day.
I am a virgin, and I will stay that way. You keep that
no,
way.
No, you're the only virgin to sucking cock. I think you and India both are cocksucker lovers, because I think the girls who deny it are the ones who mostly supply it.
I'm telling you, I don't do it.
Did you? Hold on. Jay White. Wait, Jay White. Did you put that rhyme on a track too?
Oh, funny.
Jay White on track.
Whatever. Anyway, like I said, I think Ari is the biggest freak on the phone. I really think she is. I think that she does some nasty things. I mean,
she's
like, right, absolutely disgusting.
You know what? When Ari was at my house, you guys, she doesn't know this, but in her sleep, she was kind of playing with her pussy, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sitting right here. She was moaning, and I couldn't believe it. I almost choked, and I looked over, and she was playing with herself, and I was just like, Ari. And I just kind of walked out the room. I was uncomfortable.
Ari has no choice. Ari has no choice, because she's so mean to every person in the world. You know, she shuts all her penis options down because
Don't believe that. She doesn't like the game.
Oh, she's an undercover freaky.
Yeah, she is.
You're forgetting the biggest variable here that changes the whole game with Ari. Okay? Alcohol.
You know what? I can see that.
Yes.
That is not true.
It's a totally
I can see
different
that.
Person. She forgets the CEO.
Look, you guys. Look, Jack, wait a minute. Hold up. I talked to someone early, you guys, and they were talking shit. Guess who's in our chat room, and guess who's on the phone? Royal Rob Rep. Rob is in the house.
Oh, my God.
Rob, I hear you. I see you in the chat room, Rob. Rob, you are off the chain.
What up, Rob? I sent you. I put some money on your books.
Rob? Hey, Rob. If anybody didn't know, Rob, actually, before Jay White came, Rob was on the show.
Yeah.
And actually, Rob, we had to censor him a lot because he always would go in.
India put him on time out. He was on punishment every 5 minutes.
What did he tell Maya? That shit
Her
was
ass
funny.
Is like, whoa.
Your ass is like, whoa. Your ass.
Repeatedly.
Yeah, he kept saying it. He said it like 8 times, and I mean, it just got to be.
And she thought
it was
bad.
Rob said he loves you, Ari. He called us faggots. That's okay though. But look you guys, we're gonna get Rob on the phone. We definitely wanna say what's up to him. We'll get him on the phone in a minute. Also we have guests tonight. We have Jasmine from VH1. The Ultra Single Show? She's coming on tonight. We also have Bella.
I'm gonna get her number.
She's a cast member on the VH1 Ultra Single Show.
What was her number? Because they started off with 85 girls.
You know what? I don't know the number, but she's one of the ones that are there, or she just left. I don't know. But we will get that information for you guys. But also we have, what's her name? Bella Ray coming on. She's, from what I heard, she slept with a couple of people in the industry. Who hasn't? A lot of girls have. But she's
you
the
don't
one.
Know Bella.
She's the one
I know
who
Bella from that party.
She confronted Ja Rule's wife. She's the one who confronted Ja Rule's wife, and she told her his wife that she was sleeping with,
him
for a long time. So basically, she wants to come on tonight because she also said that she slept with Drake. But she wants to tell us some exclusive stuff here tonight. So we're gonna get some exclusive chronicles from her tonight. So we definitely want to see that.
Yeah, I'm actually curious because I remember when India, you announced this story like a few weeks back about a woman.
Yes.
Addressing Ja Rule's wife. And I understand being a jump off, but I want to know what gives you the right to approach some man's wife. Granted, he's in the wrong, but what did you benefit? What did she benefit from going to somebody's wife and saying, I like your husband?
No, you're right. You're right. That's a good question. And guess what, Ari? We definitely want to bring that up because, like, you guys know what it is. This is the dollhouse, and we're going to keep it 100. We cool, we nice, but we definitely want to ask all the questions that you guys out there want to ask. It ain't going to be no, oh, cool, so when did you start and all that. No, we're going to ask nice questions. We want to know the real stuff. We want to know what you guys really want to know. When can you say, oh, God, you stupid jack.
Shit, I got Kawhi tickets to the Lakers. Shit, that's
good
for something.
I'm about to jump in. Shit.
Someone just said India slept with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. You know what? I did not sleep with no Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. You know what?
That's smart.
Oh, wow. That was a drum moment. Did you hear what he just said, Ari? He said, I would have been making hits by now if I would have slept with one of them.
You would have been doing something. You would have been in the Philippines doing karaoke at least.
For real. They made Michael Janet Jackson. Girl?
Okay.
For real.
What about Janet?
Who is Pete?
Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Is that Ari?
Put your dick up. That's you, Jay. You know that's you, P.
Are you peeing? No, that's nasty. No, I'm not a freak like that. I don't like that kind of peeing.
Wait. What kind of peeing do you like, Jay?
More like sprinkling. At least sprinkling. I don't like no. That was a waterfall.
Okay. So Jay just basically admitted that he likes when women piss on him.
I never admitted that. I've never said those words out of my mouth, Ari. So if you don't want something in your mouth, you don't put none in my mouth, okay?
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
India and Ari, I can't wait to see you guys both and put some actual, you know what? Just leave me alone.
Actually, I just have to tell you that there are still parts of Atlanta recovering from the 11 days India and I were together, okay? So
yeah, exactly.
Careful what you ask for.
Yeah. So it is what it is. Maybe me and Ari can give some ladies out there some tips because I've seen something really disturbing. Maybe you guys can join in with us. But I've seen a lady with a lace front wig on. And I want to say to you ladies out there, if you guys are going to wear lace fronts, please, women, please get the right glue.
Let me tell you something.
Don't get no damn crazy glue.
They should not wear that. That shit should be fucking illegal. Every time a lace front looked like she had, like, brain surgery, and they fucked her head.
She got cancer. Yeah, look, she got cancer or something, for real. For real, seriously. For real.
No, the thing about it is, when they're worn correctly, they look amazing. Just look at Beyonce's. No, look at Beyonce's head. When you wear them correctly, they look great. When you wear them like Keisha around a corner, you know, who just buys them and doesn't know how to trim them, glue them, and blend them in with foundation, you look fucked up.
Ari, they do not. Jack, I bought a lace front wig. No, my lace front wig is not. It wasn't expensive what it could be. My lace front wig was $1,500. Okay, my hair was like I had it. That's a nice size wig. You can get them up to $10,000.
I can agree with you. I had a nice hair lace front wig.
It looked nice. Okay, now if you
that's
go to the beauty supply down the street and get one for $25, that's different.
Oh, wait, India, I forgot. Jack, guess what India got me?
What?
A new tutu.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And it's black.
I can't believe she rocks tutus.
Don't ever wear that, Ari. Don't be fooled.
Oh, my God. I look adorable, and you love me in my tutus. Stop fronting, Jack.
Really.
Wait, hold on, you guys. Britney Beauty said lace front wigs don't cost $10,000. Oh yes, boo boo. There are many wigs that are $10,000. If you go to the upper stuff, you want to spend some money on it. I didn't see wigs for $10,000, and that hair looks like it's my hair was $1,500, and it looked like it was coming from my hair. But that's my hair because I got it done professionally. I didn't get it and sold it myself. Like I paid extra to get it in.
Yeah, right.
So I'm saying, ladies, if you're gonna wear the lace front wig, rock it right. I'm not spending $500 on a lace front wig and the shit don't look right. I want to get the best, so I'm sorry.
You know, but you can get a good one for $700. That's somewhere in Atlanta. I guess you can.
Yeah, I'm not into that hair though.
If you get it fitted to your hair correctly,
But that's the thing. People just buy them and they don't places, like in Vegas, you go to Surges because that's where all the showgirls go. That's where Donnie Marie go. You go to Surges. But before you walk out the store, they sit you in the stylist chair. They tell you how to wear them, glue
right.
them, blend them.
Yeah.
When you just go to, you know, Riri's fucking wig
yeah.
and Corey
Riri.
Down the street,
right.
they're not telling you how to rock them. They're just taking your money and sending you out the store.
Yeah,
because
they're
right.
not how to rock them either. They're not how to rock them themselves. They wear one looking like cancer patients, too. That's the whole look. Down here in Dallas, it's horrible. I mean, I seen a little 4-year-old girl with a lace front wig on.
Yes, I promise,
on everything I love, her and her mama looked like they was on cancer. I promise you. I swear,
And I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. A little girl shouldn't be wearing a lace front wig. Why is she wearing a lace front
you.
Wig?
No, that's just ridiculous.
I agree with you, but down here in Dallas, the black girls feel that's like the cute thing to do is rock a lace front wig,
boost
a forehead,
good.
And pull it back. Like, I'm like, what the hell is this? I mean, everybody look like they got, like, fake, like, heads on or something like that. Like, it looks so bad. No hairline, no nothing. I mean, it's pretty bad down here in Dallas.
How you doing?
I don't know. A lace front head piece. I don't know. It looks horrible. Seriously.
That sounds horrible. Damn. That is horrible. Let's talk about some new music. I got sent some new music by Lloyd. I like Lloyd a lot. I'm cool with Lloyd. But I just have to say this is not Lloyd, that Lloyd, the singer Lloyd. But I'm cool with that Lloyd too. But he sent some music. He has a new song called Laying Down. And I just want to say one thing. You know, no matter if I know you or not, I've never been a yes person, okay? I'm always going to be somebody that's going to tell the truth, and my crew, we're the same way. He sent a song called Lay It Down. I'm not really feeling it. I'm going to play it later for you guys to see if you guys like it. If you like it, let me know.
India.
If not, it is what it is. What?
India, you set it up wrong because you just said you're not feeling it. Therefore, now I'm not going to feel it. Now, I'm going to listen to it for all the wrong reasons.
Okay. Well, then, Jay, honey, didn't we discuss you thinking for yourself?
Yes.
You know what?
Ari, didn't
I tell you to sit down and you shut your mouth when I'm talking? Didn't I tell you that? or you going to have something else in your mouth?
Oh, God,
didn't
that's
I say that?
Cute.
This
I
is me
enjoy,
and India's conversation.
You know what? I enjoy – you make me laugh. I enjoy you.
Yeah, I enjoy
you. Well, you know what? Well, look, I would enjoy when I can talk in peace. To India and say my opinion. I didn't say me and Ari's opinion. No, I said this.
You know
I was
what?
Just
you
saying.
You guys have a reality show of y'all two. Y'all maybe should do a porn together or something. Because just get
you
over
know,
it.
No,
I'm tired of it.
Well, I don't know because Ari might be dry and, you know, I run out of room. You know what I'm saying? I run out of all the, you know what I'm saying? Because Ari like, Jay, what are you doing? Jay, no. Jay, no. Oh, my God. What is that?
Jay's used to women telling him wrong hole.
Oh, really? No. One of those holes going to be the right hole. I don't care what hole it is. As long as I'm getting mine. And she getting hers, however she like it, and I'm good to go. I don't care what hoe it is, whatever.
Ari, I'm pretty sure Ari is bossing when she's having sex. She seems like she's telling
that's cool. Hey,
I'm not.
No. Ari seems like them kinky types. Choke me, baby. Just choke me. Punch me in the face. Punch me in the face, baby. Go Celtics. Punch me in the face, baby. Stuff on my stomach, baby. No, stuff harder, baby. That's how
okay.
she sounds.
Yeah, Jay has he put too much thought into what I'm doing.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
What the hell's my other show?
So definitely, you guys, we have guests coming in tonight. We got Bella Ray coming in. We also have Jasmine from VH1 Ocho Cinco show. I definitely want to ask her, how was she treated on that show? We definitely want to know that. I want to talk about this real quick because we just got into some music news. We just told you about the Lloyd Lay It Down song. I want to tell you about a song I do like. We already said it before, Pretty Ricky's song, Topless. I'm really feeling that song. So we're going to play that tonight. So you guys tell me. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But we're going to play both Pretty Ricky and Lloyd's new song tonight. So check that out. Do you guys know who Dondra is? Do anybody heard? Have you heard of her?
Yeah. She's from Dallas.
Oh, she is from Dallas.
That's why he heard of her.
Yeah.
She's from Dallas. She's on her so deaf. Hold on, wait. Ari, don't be a hater right now. Be a congratulator. Dallas is trying to get on.
Wait,
so, you know what I'm saying?
Look how excited he is. Jay knows I support Dallas. I have a whole fleet of clients in Dallas.
We love Dallas. We love Dallas.
We love Dallas.
Don't hate. I'm just letting y'all know. Just hate on the lace front wigs here. Don't hate on nothing else.
Who are you,
Jason? And,
Ambassador of Dallas? I mean, what the fuck? We could say
soon to be, okay? So any Dallas comments, just keep to yourself. Okay.
Okay, Jay. So, look, Jay,
yeah.
I heard of Dondre. I've seen a couple of her interviews. But do you think, because her album just dropped today. You know that, right? Her album dropped today. I don't know. Is she ready? Do you think she's ready? I don't really see Superstar yet. At all.
Nah, she ain't ready. I mean, but
she's ready to
make her introduction. She ain't going to be no superstar, but she make a little splash, you know what I mean? You know.
Right.
She ain't going to be hot. I mean, but she the kind of person that's going to go in stages, you know what I'm saying? Come out.
What do you mean?
Go like, sell like 200. Like, come out, sell like 200. Because it ain't even good to come out and go crazy platinum because you can never sustain that.
Right.
She's going to have to just keep like a steady pace.
She said that 300,000 would be great for her. And they ain't even promoting the hell out of her either. I would be surprised with 100,000, honestly. I'll be surprised if that's for real. That sounds like a high number, period. No, it's not being disrespectful, but, I mean, think about it. We have, like, artists that were platinum at one point that can't even push that. So, for somebody
like
who...
Hello? Okay, I don't know what happened. Okay, they all hung up because all their phones just disconnected. But anyways, you guys, look, we got guests coming up. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I'm going to get my co-host back on the phone. The phones crashed. Our phone lines are off the hook, by the way. So shout out to everybody on the phone lines. Definitely, we're going to come right back, and we'll let me see. Let's play this. Let's play Bitch Up in the Club, and we'll be right back. Dollhouse Radio, we'll be right back with our first guest.
Up in here yet? Come on. Yeah. Oh. Take it back to the middle one time.
Yes, I'm cold like a cooler. Got these black diamonds from a jeweler. You can look at me and tell I'm getting moolah. All eyes on me like Tupac. Bitch, I'm a star, ain't hard to see me shining. Outside of the club, take a look at what I'm driving. Plus, I'm pulling down to the motherfucking ground.
Y'all, that's Bitch in the Club, Track Boys. So look, my co-hosts and them, they kind of got kicked off the line, but they coming back. Our lines are off the chain tonight, too. You know, sometimes whenever our lines get busy, it really messes up everything. So, you know, you guys just bear with me tonight. But we have a guest coming in the house right now, but it kind of threw me off because of the lines. But we're going to let's do this. We're going to do things a little out of whack tonight, but we want to keep it moving. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my guest. I'm going to get her on the phone, and then I'm going to come back, and we'll do our interview right now. So hopefully my co-host will be here by then. But other than that, let's take a quick. Hold up real quick. Jay, you guys there?
Yeah, I'm about to call them right now.
Okay, so we're about to take a quick break, you guys. We're going to take a quick break. My co-host will be back, and we're going to have, I think we got Jasmine up first, so we're about to bring in Jasmine. So you guys, let's see, who are we going to play? Let's play Titus. We ain't playing him anymore. It's Titus, you guys. Thank you, safe. Dollhouse Radio.
Like, I got a girl, but I give her the best of me. She knows she bad, baby, say oh, like she correcting me. Heavenly, that's what I call her when she is next to me. The ladies hate her, but like a blood tan, I let it be. Educated woman, but she still so hood. No rubber type of love, but she feels so good. She just told when I beat, then I go with the feet from the flow to the streets. I'm ocean D. When I show, she don't say oh no more. She goes, she sound like oh. Looking like a model, looking like a star. Shining like a diamond, girl, I've seen you from afar. She can't get away, she can't get away, she can't get away, she can't get away. I know you see me looking, I just wanna feel it with you. And I feel that you wanted to, just gotta listen to me. Let me get in your ear, that's what you wanna hear. I like the way you feel, your mama give me chill. You the finest that I ever seen tonight, yeah, 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 yeah. Bring it up, get it proud, we can get it though. Just want your number, but matter of fact, girl, I see you. Cause your mama see the baddest, her body is the best. The way she rocking in the feels make me wanna grab it. So can I come for feel? Let's see for better fish. Shawty walking like a model, looking like a star. Shining like a diamond, girl, I've seen you from afar. Let's pick up where we started off from. Now I just wanna finally see the club and show you something. Do something like what you wanna do, how you wanna play. I just wanna stay here with you today. I get you in the mood like how you in the back like, yeah. Shawty's only me and you, shawty, we be in the back. Cause my mama see the baddest, her body is the best. The way she
while I seen you from afar. My one and only lady puts it down so good, she can never be mistaken. And lately, I freeze up every time I see her, cause she make me say, hey, like an onomatopoeia, mama mia.
Shawty walking like a model, looking like a star. Shining like a diamond, girl, I seen you from afar.
What's up, y'all? Dogs Radio. That's our boy. That's featuring the New Boys. That's Titus featuring the New Boys. Definitely, we like that song here. We got our first guest in the house. We got Miss Jasmine from the Ultra Cinco Show. What's going on, Jasmine?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. So, look, I have my co-host here. I'm India, and then we have Jay White, we have Ari Good, and we have the infamous Jack. Say hi to her, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening, baby?
Hey, y'all.
What's up, Jasmine?
Hell,
oh God,
stop.
Jack, don't try to do that. Don't try to do that. So Jasmine, tell everybody. Oh God.
I can't even hear him.
Yeah, she said she can't even. She said she can't even hear you.
The auto tune things on. Got the Verizon thing going on now.
Wow. She said you have the Verizon thing going on.
Hey, why are you trying to hit on my phone? My phone better than Ocho Blanco.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you the one was trying to talk sexy. But anyways, Jasmine, so we're going to jump right on in it. If you guys are just tuning in, we got Jasmine from the Ocho Cinco Show. She's here with us. Tell us, what made you go on the show? What made you say, you know what, I want to go on the show?
Well, I had just, kind of got a relationship, I was chilling, and I was just on the internet, and it was like a pop-up came up on the side of the screen. I don't know how it came up, but and I seen it. I applied for it, and then it called me back. It was as simple as that.
Wow. Okay, so it was easy, wasn't it? So when you went, did you have the audition, or was it like, we just want you on the show?
Well, when they called me back, I drove to L.A. I had to do audition tape for a casting director. They asked me a whole bunch of questions. You have to fill out this long paper. It was like 8-10 pages of questions you have to answer. And, they just asked me, about myself and why I want to be on the show. Regular stuff. Pretty much like a job interview. That's what it was.
So did you see any of the other girls? Like, did they want somebody who was going to portray, say, the ghetto girl or somebody who was going to come in and be the drunk? Did you see, girls, not being themselves, trying to be extra or anything like that?
In the house, or what do you mean?
On auditions, in the audition process.
Oh, I saw only one person when I was at the auditions. I came kind of late because I drove in from the Bay and it was a lot of traffic, so I only got to see one of the girls, but she didn't make it to the show.
Oh, okay. She didn't make it. Okay.
Now, let me
just
say, I like
go ahead.
I like Jasmine
yeah.
because she was the only real. First of all, because I like black women, and there are still very few real.
Hey.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I like Jasmine because those lips. Yeah, I can pay. I can pay her booth bill. You got
booth, baby.
He's
crazy.
All your boost, baby. Text unlimited.
Oh, thank you.
He said texting unlimited. So, no, Jasmine was definitely, if you guys, if you haven't been following the show and you just saw it, Jasmine is, I call her the thick girl. She's a thick one on there. You're thick. And, she is thick to me. She's thick to me.
Well, actually, I don't know the TV, lie, because I'm actually really skinny.
Really?
I'm very thin.
You look thick on
really,
TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I've noticed I look really different in TV than I do in person because, when a lot of people see me, they be like, excuse me, are you guys in the Ojo Cinco Show? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, you're skinny. You're shorter. I'm like,
oh,
you look
wow.
different. I'll be like, I know.
No, you're right, because TV adds 10 pounds to you because it adds 10 pounds to my skinny ass. So you're right.
But I did eat a lot. I did get a couple of pounds. I was on the show eating them hot dogs.
Oh.
And chips and stuff. I did get
No. Now, what you mean hot dogs? Y'all didn't have no steak and no lobster?
No, we had Yeah, we had good food, you know.
Okay.
We had really good food on the show, but yeah, them hot dogs was awesome.
Oh, they had the Nathan's. They didn't give y'all no like the little cheap ones.
They had the ballpark hot dogs.
Okay.
Whatever
okay.
we wanted to eat, we had.
So on the show, like I saw you going at it. You was going at it. I don't know her name. What's her name? The one chick. Yeah. What is she really like that? Because I really don't like her.
Yeah, she's well, from her character that she's portraying, I don't know if that's what she is, but she is. She's like a, I don't know what's her deal. Like, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I can't honestly say. Yeah, that she is. But I can't honestly put a pin on it because she like jumping from this person and that person. You know, people follow people. You can't really
yeah.
say, oh, who is that person? I don't know who you is. You hella two faces. You hella just other people. So I'm saying I can't really say what she is.
Right.
She's a melting pot of hot mess.
So now you know a lot of people were saying that Ultra Cinco really didn't like the black girls. He seemed, Ultra, one thing about Chad, he is a very down-to-earth nice guy. Okay, but did you sense that you was kind of there just because of that? No, I'm just asking, do you feel that you was there just to be there, or do you really think he liked you?
Well, when I got to the house, you know, I didn't really think twice about it until, like, the whole people, not all of us could be on the show, until, like, I really just sat down and looked at my surroundings, like,
yes.
what the Y'all cuss on your
You
country?
Could cuss on here. It was a lot of Mexico in the house. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, because I didn't forget. But, you know, I sit down, and I'm like, you know, what the fuck is all this shit? I'm like, I can't relate to nobody in this house besides Tiffany.
Yeah.
If something go wrong with my weave and Tiffany get eliminated, who going to help me? Nobody. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So I'm just hard. But, you know, I felt that. I made it because he saw something in me, and if he picked me just to be in the house just for his TV show, well, thank you so much because I got on TV.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I was there for a good reason. I'm not,
right.
I wasn't, you know, there just for getting on TV, but if that was his intention, then, hey, so be it.
It's so be it. So you don't really care. Who cares, you know? So are you guys still cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
You guys have any questions you want to ask Jasmine?
I want to know what type of man she like for real. Now,
yes.
I just want to know, in your opinion, and without I ain't disrespecting him, but any other nigga with four kids and four baby mamas, how the fuck am I ultimate catch if I got four kids?
Right, in the real world, that's not an ultimate catch.
No, it's
ultimate problem. What is your
well,
real
I guess that's I guess. I don't know how that works. I guess maybe. I don't know nothing about his baby mamas. I don't know if they just, he known them, he didn't know them, they was a groupie, he met them at a club. I don't know nothing about them. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't
well,
really
is, what type of
speak
man
too much
like?
On the baby
what
mamas.
Is,
I like,
what type of man you like
number one thing is, I like a man with nice teeth. That's
yes.
check one.
Mm-hmm.
Check
mm-hmm.
two.
Right.
You got to have nice shoes. If you don't take care of your
yes.
shoes, you don't take care of nothing else.
Yes.
Okay.
Number three,
okay.
your wardrobe got to be on point. I'm not, you know, not shallow or nothing, but I'm saying, though, you got to be presentable. I can't take you nowhere and you looking like I just got you off the corner bumming for change.
Right.
Not going to happen. Then, number four, you got to have a bomb personality. You got to make me laugh. You got to be able to crack jokes on me and I can crack jokes on you. We won't both be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm goofy.
I like
so.
Her
already.
She ain't said nothing about dick size. So 3-inch dick is cool.
Yeah. Hey, don't put words in my mouth.
Right.
Oh, no, I won't put no words in your mouth, but I ain't going to say nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That has to happen too.
Now
that
I want to ask a question, Jasmine. Did you notice that? Because on the TV show when I'm watching, I notice he talks a lot of Spanish stuff. Like, do you think he's Spanish?
Wow.
I'm just asking.
No, he ain't Spanish.
I know he ain't Spanish, girl. But I'm just saying
he's all African.
I don't know what that's about.
Yes, he's black as hell. I know he's black.
I forgot what he explained it to us. He was playing, you know, paying respect to something of a, I can't remember, but it's something behind what he's doing. He just didn't wake up and was like, oh, I'm a Mexican.
Right.
Yeah. So it's some. I forgot the whole long
story of
West,
what it is.
But,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, Ari, you got a question?
Well, I guess it's more so of a, I don't know what the hell it is. Categorize it how you want it. But one, I don't really watch reality TV like that, but when I went back today and watched a couple of past episodes once we knew you were going to be on the show, I just wanted to know, like, your feeling towards, like, I noticed, like, a lot of girls, when they get on these shows, they make out with the guys. And apparently, I'm not going to say Ocho has a dirty dick, but you got four different babies' mothers with girls you barely know. So, obviously, you like to play. So, when it came to you and being intimate with him on the show, how did that make you feel, or did you feel any pressure because of the show's producers?
Me, like, showing, what do you mean, like, kissing them and stuff like that?
Whatever you did. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't care. I mean, I wasn't tripping. I knew the cameras was going to be there, so it was just, you know, like another day to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to show my personality. If I like you, I like you. And if I want to, you know, show that sexy side, I'm going to show it to you. I ain't worried about these cameras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I want
to know you from Oakland.
Oh, yeah, she real, huh?
Yeah, she does.
I'm from Frisco. I'm from San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You sound
like you're from
the Bay.
Richmond. You ain't from Richmond?
The Bay. No.
Okay.
No.
I know.
But you know a girl named Dia. So basically, do you have any like things that you would tell us? Like one thing that you didn't like about him? Because I know everybody, you'll like somebody, but you have one thing you don't like. Do you have anything you didn't like about him? Or you just be like, that kind of bothered me, like anything like that.
Well, only thing I didn't like is that I didn't get no presents. That's
mm-hmm.
pretty much it. Other than that, it was cool. Like, all the blue team, they got heck of gifts.
Yeah.
Blue team didn't get nothing.
Yeah. Did the blue team have more of the Spanish girls on it?
I can't remember.
Yeah, she said I can't remember.
I don't even remember who's like, I'm trying to picture it in my head because it was so long ago, I don't know. It was,
right.
like, even. It was even.
Even,
it was
okay.
Me, Tiffany, the other mixed girl and the other mixed girl. So they put two blacks on
both teams. Right.
So it was even.
It was kind of even. So when you look at Tiffany, because I look at Tiffany, Tiffany is totally like the athletic girl. Do you see yourself, was she competition to you?
I didn't think anybody was competition to me. Honestly, I thought I was going to win.
Really?
That's right.
That was good. That's right. That's good.
I didn't think nothing, you know what I'm saying, like being here.
But you know what, I'm not trying to be funny, Jasmine. Honestly, when they even put the black girls on there, I just already knew that none of you guys were going to win. Honestly, I'm just saying, and it's not to be funny, it's to be honest. Like, he just seems like he likes the Mexican girls, and which is okay, because Mexican girls, shout out to all my Latinas, it's nothing wrong with that. Everybody have their own thing they like.
I think it's,
I
don't remember if you got voted off or you're still on or we're still waiting
right.
in suspense. But either
mm-hmm.
way, even if and it's a good thing that you if you don't win, it's a great thing because he's not looking for love anyway. So you would have got the short end of the stick.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about all the heartache. Is what you're saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
And all that.
And we got to know you, and you know what I'm saying, you're gonna get your thing off of it. So, and maybe somebody else thought that you might find love with. So that's the thing about it. How old are you?
24.
Oh, you're young. Oh, you're young.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
She a baby.
She's a baby,
she's
right?
A baby.
She's a baby.
I'll be 25
when
I'm okay.
She'll be 25. Well, don't rush it. Don't rush it, Jasmine.
Hey, yeah,
don't
I'm
rush
it.
Because you're
25 years old. I'm forever 21.
See. Okay, so what did you say? What is she wearing, Jack? Don't ask her what she's wearing.
You won't want to know
because I got on a scarf. And I got on scrubs. And I ain't been in the medical office in a year. And socks. And I'm sitting here watching Martin.
Yeah, she's being comfortable right now. I have a question for you that came in through my text message on my phone.
Uh-oh.
They told me to ask you how you feel about Tiffany betraying you.
Man, my Twitter's been going crazy with that question all day.
So that's the question of the night.
Yeah, because me and Tiffany were like buddy buddy house, and I talked to Tiffany every day on the phone. So it was kind of I was watching it. I'm like, I stared at the TV for a minute, like. You know, like,
wow.
I didn't even hear nothing. I got pissed off. Like, you know how you get hella angry and just shit don't, you don't hear nothing, but your
yes.
ears get hella hot?
Yep.
I was just like, wow, for real?
Wow.
But you can't do nothing but respect it. It's a competition. Now, if it was something else and she'd have had no reason to throw me under the bus, I would have been like, oh, hell no, you got me fucked up.
Right.
Real fault.
And you didn't go on the show to make friends at the end of the day.
No. You know what I'm saying? I got enough friends over here on this side of the bay. I don't need no more.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, you make your friends older. I don't know you like that. You know what I'm saying? I just know you from TV. And your TV could be your personality, and I don't know the real you.
Exactly.
So why would I want to make another friend?
Right. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Go ahead.
Jasmine, can you hear me?
Yes, she can hear you.
Uh-huh.
Do your panties match your bra right now?
Oh, gosh. Damn, Jack, why you keep asking all these sexual questions?
Well, wait, hold on, Andy, chill out now. This is an important question.
She got them pretty ass eyes.
Are you?
She got that pretty ass.
Are you? Do you have a girlfriend, Jack?
No, obviously.
You know what? You know what? Right now, I'm focused on the future and bettering myself. So one day, I could be a.
Oh, okay. So, like people say, they in between jobs. You in between girls.
You in between girls.
I'm in janitorial school, and one day I want
to. Hey, that's a goal.
Janitorial school. I didn't know they had school for that. But
they do. That.
Moving on up to the world.
You learn something new every day. Jasmine, can you give everybody your Twitter so they can follow you on Twitter?
Oh, yes. You can reach me at VH1Jasmine. That's J-A-S-M-I-N-E.
Yay. We want to thank Jasmine for coming on the show. Thank you so much, babe, for coming on
no
the
problem.
Show. Make sure y'all follow her, and please don't send her no naked pictures, because I'm telling you, my listeners are crazy, Jasmine.
She better follow back, though.
Telling you, Jasmine, they crazy.
She got to follow back, though. That's what I'm saying.
She can follow back if she wants to. I hate when people say that. She follow
back
if she wants to.
We didn't ask her if she got a weed license.
What?
Wow.
What?
Is she not going to say that?
Why? It's legal. She might have glaucoma.
No.
I don't smoke weed.
Yeah, she don't smoke weed.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah, everybody thinks I do, but I don't.
She doesn't, sweetie. Boo-boo, no,
okay,
she doesn't.
I'm just wondering. We just want to make sure you have all the necessary medical, pills and everything you need. Not what I don't do. Not listen.
Oh,
listen,
gosh. Thank you.
Do not ever get booty shots either. Stay
don't get booty shots. She don't need booty shots.
Why are you getting booty shots? Just what's your theory behind that? What'd that come from?
Yeah, why did you bring it up?
When you hit it from the back and silicone come out of your ears, something wrong.
Oh my God! Did she die? Is she alive still? Because you must be speaking from experience.
Yeah,
she's still alive. That's all I want to know.
Once I got my nut, I left. I don't know.
So he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
This is the girl I just saw the news yesterday in the hotel room.
I got out the hotel room. I ain't paying for no hotel. We was in a gas station bathroom.
Oh, gosh, I'm done with you. I'm done with you. Jasmine, thank you for coming on the show, baby. Keep us updated with anything going on with you. Thank you so much, baby.
All right, so you have a nice day.
You too. Dollhouse Radio, you guys. We'll be right back with Bella Red, his pretty Ricky topless. Dollhouse Radio.
With no top, but I'm riding in my drop top with the top off. Chilling in Miami, chicks with no panties. Double D's, I can't jive the bunny batteries. Girls gone wild, so it's going down. Sex in the club, pretty Ricky style. Got them gold rappers, cause you know size matters. So pop that top, girl, climb up this ladder like. Well, can you show it?
House Radio, you guys. That was Pretty Ricky, Topless. I like that song. I'm going to still play that song. So I don't care if you guys like it or not. I'm still going to play that song. It is what it is. My co-host, Jay White, the infamous Jack Ari. You guys like the song? Huh? Jay?
Hello?
Wait, hold on. Hold on, Bella. Jay, are you guys there? Oh, sorry. They on hold. My bad. Jay White, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you guys like that song?
3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. I don't like it.
Okay, Jay doesn't like it. What about you, Jack?
I love that shit. That shit was popping. I can fuck in a gas station to that.
Okay, great. No, Ari, do you like it?
Yeah, sure, why not?
You guys are so funny. You know what? Anyways, Jay, you don't like nothing that's not Track Boys. I noticed that. No.
If it's dope, I'm going to like it. Like, I like that one song. I think I'm Big Meech. Michael Jackson. I like that song. That song go hard.
Whatever.
JJ, love of my life. It only works when Jack tries to talk shit about people I work with, okay?
Oh, I forgot you work with him. I'm talking about this song. I like it.
We have our next guest on the phone, you guys. Yes, I'm clowning you. We have our next guest on the phone. We have Bella Red. Welcome to the show, baby.
Bella Red.
What's up, Bella?
Bella, what's
going
on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm trying to figure that out now.
So, look, I'm going to introduce you to my co-hosts. We have Jack, we have Jay, and Ari. So you won't think it's just random people talking.
Okay, how are you?
She think it's a party line or something. So Bella, we're going to jump right into it. We're not going to hold back and ask all the stupid questions. Hold on, you guys. We're going to ask Bella, before we go into the interview, I want you to notice, this is the Dollhouse. We are very 100. We're going to keep it real with you. We asking you questions, not the stupid stuff the radio show is going to ask you. We're going to ask you the stuff the real people want to know, okay? So don't get offended by nothing we say. We like to have fun, but we're going to ask you true shit. Okay. So you guys go ahead. What y'all want to ask her? I know that Ari had a question for you. Ari, you want to ask her a question?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Ari. First, to everybody, who have you been with? Let's just kick it off like that.
Okay. I'm gonna name off some of the names that I've already named off because I'm saving a lot of stuff for the Chronicles that will be out in September. So. I've been with, obviously, Ja Rule. I never slept with Drake, but, you know, we did mess around. You know, we were going to have a threesome, but we didn't.
Okay.
You know, Jeezy.
Okay.
Bobby Valentino.
Tricky Bobby.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Tricky Dick. Damn it. Go ahead.
And, yeah, that's all I'm going to name for now.
But we do have more names, right?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot
of more names. So what made you, because, you know, I'm an industry girl as well, and I had my share. But what made you, like, you know what I'm saying, you just feel like, okay, I'm just going to name these names, is what inspired you to name names? Like, what happened? Like, did somebody piss you off? Because that's usually when I'm naming names. Somebody pissed me the fuck off and act Hollywood, and I'm going to name names. So what made you name names?
Well, like, everything started basically, like, with Ja Rule's wife, you know. That's how everything started because, I mean, the first celebrity I ever messed with was 4 years ago. So if I was going to come out, I would have been, you know, said something a long time ago. But I just never did because that wasn't my intention, you know. But I just felt like, you know, it all started because, you know, I hit him up and I told him I was going to be in New York. You know, basically the same thing that these niggas do. They hit you up when they're in your city because they want, you know, they want to sleep with you. That's all. It's the same thing I do. I play them how they play me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I text him. I'm like, I'm going to be in New York the first week of August. He's like, he told me he was in L.A. and he was going to Iraq. And he told me he'll be back in New York the first week of August. So he sent me his email address. Because he has a new email address, so I could send him some pictures. He's like, oh, I'm going to see you soon, baby, you know. And then all of a sudden I get, because, like, I text him back, and I get a text message from his wife, and she's like, this is his wife, you dumb bitch. You know, and she said, like, okay, like I had said before, you know, on the Lil Mo show, I told her, I'm like, you know, if she would have just messaged me the one time, I wouldn't even, like, hit his phone back. I'd have just hit him up when I came to New York. But she said that, like, four times in a row, like,
right,
just nonstop. And then she's threatening me, like, oh, I'm going to see you in New York. You know, and I'm like, whoa, 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 you went too far, you know. So I was saying my words back. And, like, 2 seconds later, somebody texted me back, like, oh, this ain't Jaws' number. You're the 10th person that texted this number. So he changed his number, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I go on Twitter, and I see him running his mouth. Like, I was mad, so, yeah, I said what I said. And he was like, oh, you know, tell me why I'm in Iraq with my wife and this dumb bitch, Miss Bella Red. Or slut monkey hits my phone up saying, oh, he said something like he wouldn't fuck me with a spare dick. Like, nigga,
right,
get the fuck out of here.
So he was lying, like, of course, because you have been with him.
Yes, several times. Not once, twice, three, four, more than that.
So was it only in New York, or was you at his other place in L.A. or somewhere else, or what?
No, I was the... No, I never went to L.A. He actually had asked me to go before, but I couldn't because I had to go back home to my son. So I didn't go, but...
So he still has,
like,
his house in L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay.
He told me he... Yeah.
Okay.
So it was every time I was in New York, that's when I seen him.
That's when you saw him. Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously this wife, I mean, you know, she's a music wife. Like, she knows that he's fucking around with other girls, right? I mean, so when she responded back... Did you feel threatened? Like, did you feel like she was threatening your life? Like, when I see you on the street, was it that type of thing?
I mean, that's how she said it, but I wasn't, like, threatened. I'm just like, you know, I'd never dealt with her before.
Uh-huh.
And it would have been 3 years in January that we've been messing around.
Okay.
And that's why, like, you know, somebody hits me up, like, you know, you're on media takeout. I'm like, what? So I read what they said about me. And I'm like, for one, I was never a jump off because,
okay,
you know, a jump off to me is a one night stand.
Okay.
And it was like every time I'd be in New York for like a month or 2 months and I would see him a lot. Like when he's here, I would see him, but then, you know, he'd always go overseas. So it's, you know.
So you didn't feel like he was a jump off, basically. You felt like you was kind of the other girl.
Yeah, but I knew that he was messing around with other girls because he even told me, you know, a few girls that he was messing around with.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's just funny because the craziest thing I asked him, I'm like, how do you feel about, you know, cheating on your wife? Like, me and him used to talk about everything, you know,
mm-hmm,
like he was cool like that.
Mm-hmm.
So... He just, like, laughed, like, hey, you know, my wife knows I'm not no angel. But then, obviously, in the media, he's going to play it off like a typical nigga, like, oh, I don't know her, you know. So what I did, I went and took, right outside of his studio, I took a picture. I'm like, deuces, nigga, like, you don't know me? Like, I don't have time to play games, like, and I told him, like, he's sitting up here, if you look on, I had Googled my name, and it will say some, like, celebrity tweet. He said, basically, happy birthday, homie. And, like, see, me and him used to talk. That used to be our little code. Like,
right.
Because he DM'd me, like, oh, you know, my wife's cousins and stuff be on Twitter, so you can't be, because I used to call him daddy.
Okay.
So he was, like, telling me, you know, like, don't say that on Twitter, because his fam, like, people be on there, he knows. So I feel like every girl that he, like, claims, like, oh, yeah, homie, baby girl, that he be messing with them.
Right.
That's how it was with me and him.
That's how it was with you guys. So,
right, and if he didn't know me, like, why would he be saying happy birthday, baby girl? Like, you know, and then his boy, it's just so funny because, like I said, even, like, people are trying to compare me to Kat Stack,
mm-hmm,
and I'm nothing like her. I don't have to sit up there and lie. You know, and, like, see, the thing with him, he knows that I'm telling the truth, so what can you say back to the truth? He hasn't been on the radio to say, oh, no, she's lying. Like, you know, but you see Kat Stack getting smacked around by guys, because she has nothing better to do but lie about certain stuff.
Right.
So you ain't never going to see me getting slapped up by no nigga, because one of us will be dying that day. Like, I don't play games. Like, I'm
okay.
not.
Okay. Ari, you
so
have something to say?
Ari, my friend. Yeah. Well, no, I think, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, I mean, I have a couple of things to say. Were you getting anything from him? I mean, because to say, okay, well, I wasn't a jump off, because jump offs are one night stands. But I mean, besides a hard dick and bubblegum, were you getting anything from him?
Yeah, like, he wasn't, like, cashing me out, like, you know, whatever. But if I needed something, he would do it for me. Or if, you know, I'm in the city, he's paid for my hotel right in Jersey. He said that he lived down the street from the hotel that he paid for, you know, to make it, like, easy access for him. You know, he told me a lot of shit. He told me his wife smells his dick when he comes home, like, all types of shit, like, you know, stuff like, why would you tell a jump off that? Why would, you know, like, he's told me a lot of stuff, how they met. We used to talk about everything.
So if he basically wasn't paying for anything with you except the convenience of fucking you, why would you waste your time with him?
Well, I mean, because I did like him. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like I would spend, you know, just, 5 minutes with him. Like, I used to be, sometimes we'd be in the studio all night together, or we get a room, we'd be in the city. Like, I remember he came to my hotel room in the city, and he's on the elevator. Like, people noticed him. He's like, yo, you're going to have me on TMZ talking about Ja Rule caught with his mistress. Like, he knew. So,
but were you
like,
okay with that? Did you like being the other girl, knowing that he's married?
No, I really, honestly, like, I knew he was married, obviously, but to me, it's like, all these celebrities are married. Every last one of them got a girl. So at the end of the day, people could be like, oh, why would you sleep with a married man? But that's what half these girls are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just because all
baby.
Women
don't,
are married.
Don't feel bad.
Man.
Doing it.
The thing about
they're
it is,
it.
You
no,
know, the
know, I'm just saying, like, no, it's the truth, though.
Well, the reality
okay.
is nowadays industry marriages are based upon businesses. So 9 times out of 10, you aren't the first person his wife caught him cheating with, and you won't be the last person, and she's not going anywhere. But my concern is more so, you know, for you, where I see this all the time, you know, as a publicist,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of my clients, we go to different states. I don't even open my mouth anymore because I say the wrong girl's name, but she feels like she's, you know, the top mistress or the top girl who he calls when he's in that state. And it's like, no, you know, she or you may have just been that girl that he called. So I feel more so bad for you because on a personal level, I think you can tell yourself, no, I'm cool or I got this or I did that. But the reality is, you know, I think once the dust settles, like you got the short end of the stick on this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just, and that's what gets me fucked up about it, where it's like, you know, you sound like you pretty much have it together. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, what was the point? Even when he started looking stupid and saying shit and, you know, whatever, did a red flag not go off and be like, seriously? First, it's fucking Ja Rule. I mean, really. Second, you know, if it only looks like he's paying for things that are convenient for him just to fuck me, but, you know, he ain't taking you on trips. He's not paying for this. He may pay for, like, a little this or that. But 9 times out of 10, from what you're saying, is he paid for the convenience to have you close for when he wanted to fuck you. That's not right. That, I mean, that sounds like a jump off no matter what you say.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has their own point of view.
Of course. Of course,
no,
everybody's going to say other things that maybe you don't want to hear, but, like, that's how everybody's
no, I mean,
right.
I know because I speak my mind, so
mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody should speak their mind, and a
right.
lot of people don't,
right.
you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not offended in any way at
okay.
all. I don't get mad over things like that.
You
yeah.
know, and it's,
so,
I'm not saying it offends you, but, you know, it's just
yeah.
kind of how the game,
well, yeah.
it's how the game, you know,
so
my thing
you,
is if you play to win.
Yeah,
you play.
Basically what we're saying to you is definitely feel more, you know, I definitely think you're worth more. Especially,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Just it's like you gotta
yeah.
just think of ourselves like to be more cause like the whole Cat Stack situation. She came out thinking that the glorifying to sleep with someone is really not a big thing. If I just go through my list and you know my list is damaging her list, but for me to come out and just say I did this and this and that to people who done nothing to me, You get what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, somebody got to piss me off for me to say their names. Even in my book, I'm changing names because people are cool with me. I don't have no reason to blast you. You get what I'm saying? I'm not looking off of fame to blast people because I have slept with a lot of celebrities. But I'm not going to put everybody on blast.
But that's the thing. Like, I'm not, because there's still a lot of people that I talk to that are celebrities that do know what's going on and that don't care.
Right.
You know, like, so there are a few that I still talk to. And, you know, like, I just spoke with one yesterday. So it's not like, you know, and it's, like, even with Ja Rule, this would have never happened with his wife. I'm telling you, nothing.
It would have never went down. Right.
Seriously, like, because I would have did it 4 years ago, you know, like, so it's just not, like, I'm really, at the end of the day, I'm not really here to be like, okay, yeah, I slept with this person, like, it's just, to me, this whole, like I said before, this whole industry is fake.
Right.
And just being from Canada and Windsor, my city, you don't see stuff like this.
Oh,
you know?
Jack
so
said that. Jack,
you
said that, right? You said, you know, because she's from a small town.
Yeah,
oh, wait,
so
but,
when you know
wait,
I
travel,
I told you.
Is there some?
Right again. You're from Windsor, Canada. Ain't shit out there but polar bears and naked Eskimos.
No, that's not true.
But it's boring out there, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I travel. And I'm honestly, like, people could say, oh, yeah, she's a groupie, this and that. But I don't, honestly, I'm the type of person, I'm laid back. I don't sit there and chase guys around the club. I'm, like, the type of girl. No, like, you know what I mean? I'm the type of girl, I stand there. You know, if a guy notices you, he will approach you, celebrity or not.
Right.
You know, like, I'm not the type of person, oh, my God, like, that's just not me, like, at all. So if you don't approach me, it could be whoever, and I won't say nothing. I don't care. You know, but
I think you should fuck more celebrities. Listen, I'm offended by one that you had sex with because he looks like a fat ninth grader. And if he can get the pussy, I know I can.
Oh, wow. He's so stupid.
Sean Kingston looked like a fat-ass ninth grader. I mean, seriously. I know he took you to dinner or something.
But now that brings up another question because some people have a type in like a type where you see somebody and everything they go for may look like Drake or Ja Rule because that's their type. But do you think people may be more inclined to judge you as a as a celebrity groupie, seeing as though you have slept with a number of celebrities and all of them are very different in their own way, like you're purposely just trying to fuck celebrities?
Like, okay, at the beginning, like, I'm not even going to lie, I was, like, attracted to it, you know, because it was just so easy. Like, I didn't even have to do anything to even try to sleep with a celebrity. Like I said, a guy, you know, half of them approached me, you know, or it was just like, you know, a guy, like, these guys are so stupid, you don't even understand. Like, you could send, like, my friend, she slept with a celebrity off sending a text message, like, and they would be like, oh, send me a picture, send them a picture, and, oh, I'm coming to pick you up here.
Of course,
like,
we know, believe me, we know this.
But
this.
Then at the end of the day, they always want to talk about bitches or groupies and hoes, but they don't even remember who they slept with.
Right.
I know who I slept with.
This is a game for them. This is what they do. Jack, he travels right now. He's on the – well, you're not on the road right now, but he just came back. And he's out all the time with a certain big celebrity.
I don't remember the ones I slept with.
Right. He don't – you so stupid.
Yeah.
Wait
for her. Bella Red, can I fly you with
her?
Can I get you a ticket, Bella?
He's stupid. He's so stupid.
First of all, let me just say this. I hate when people come down extra hard on the girls that hang out with people that are involved in the entertainment industry. If a nigga works at the Foot Locker and got 15 bitches, don't nobody say shit. It's cool. But as soon as somebody gets a pussy because they're in the music industry, all of a sudden it's a problem. And most of the time, it's either a nigga that ain't getting no pussy or a bitch that ain't getting no dick that has a problem with it.
I mean, honestly, Jack, it's not a problem. It's just that when you do it, you on some grown shit that you understand the situation. I'm not getting my – when I'm sleeping with this man that I know have a girl, I understand my position. I understand what it is. I'm not putting myself in a position where I'm like, I'm tripping off of him what he's doing. You get what I'm saying? It is what it is. You
but
in and you out.
Also, either way, a woman
– that's what a celebrity nigga. Go ahead.
But honestly, for a woman, it's hard because it's like, okay, I've had celebrities where it was like, you know, basically they want you to sleep with their whole team, and if you don't do it, you're still a hoe.
Oh, no,
like,
that's
you know
not
what I'm
good.
Saying? No, like, there's a lot of niggas in the industry that disrespect women, and it's pathetic. And they're the main ones that are so pressed for pussy, it's sickening.
Now, if they ask to sleep with the whole team, then they trying to make you a butthole. That's what that
and
sound
what
like.
Saying, and then when you do it, you're still a hoe. So what's the difference? Like,
yeah,
you know, niggas like.
Yeah, he said, what's wrong with being a hoe? Being a hoe ain't nothing wrong with being a hoe.
Like, to me, it's like this. You're two grown people. You knew what the hell you were doing. You both wanted it at the same time.
Right.
So now that I slept with you, I'm a hoe.
Right.
Like, nah, nigga. Like, we're grown. You know what I mean? Shit. We're put on this earth to fuck. Like, I'm sorry.
No.
What does it matter how many people?
Wrong with you fucking,
if you're
like,
using protection, then it shouldn't matter.
Okay, look, let me ask this question. Do you feel bad about what you did? In any of the situations you've been, do you feel bad?
Honestly, I regret a lot of the stuff.
Do you regret it?
Yes.
Some of it?
Yes,
would you take some of it back?
Yeah, I would.
You would? Okay. Okay.
I really would.
Okay. That's all I want to know. Because at the end of the day, brother, if you can live with it, you could deal with it. Fuck what everybody else say. Don't mind what everybody else think, because guess what? It's your pussy. Whatever you decide to do with that pussy, that's what you do with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, that's your decision. But as long as you can live with it, that's all that matters. Now, if you can't live with it, you regret some things, then that's something you got to deal with.
Right.
Okay? You guys, let's take some phone calls here. Let's do this. We're going to take some phone calls.
Man,
I know people want
to. Keep fucking, fuck as many niggas as you can, because they're going to try to fuck you.
Yeah, you, I mean, hey.
And that
doesn't make me
around my kids.
Yeah, hold on, you guys. We got a call. 678, welcome to the dollhouse. We got Bella Red on the phone. You want to ask her a question, baby? 678-591.
Hey, what's up?
Baby. Who's this?
Hey, this is Bowlegs MC.
Hey, baby. Hey.
Oh, my
God. So you want to ask Bella Red a question? Go ahead and ask her a question.
I really don't know what to ask Bella, to be honest
well,
with
you. Well, you got to ask her something. You got to ask her something now. Come on.
I'll answer this because to me it sounds like it's a lot of justification going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot of justifying. My thing is this. If you fucking famous people, just to be fucking famous people, then, hey, just do that. Be that. Be that chick. But don't like, try to, at the afterwards, you know, oh, well, you know, I regret I did that. Well, I mean, you're getting paid off of it. If that's your hustle, that's your hustle.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing
no,
is
no, I mean, like, my thing is I regret some of the situations, you know, some of the things that I have done. I don't regret, like, well, you know, some celebrities I do regret sleeping with because at the end of the day they talk all this shit in their music and they don't know how to even work their shit, okay, and got little dicks, okay?
So let's ask, did Ja Rule know how to do his thing?
What
about,
he did.
Still needed help.
They say, okay, what about Tricky Ricky? What's his name? Bobby V. We call him Tricky Dicky.
Oh, my God. Littlest dick I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow. I knew it. I knew it.
What do you expect?
To the point that, no, it pisses me off because these niggas carry around magnums, but the fucking condoms falling off their dick. Like, how much?
Don't tell me he had a magnum. Bobby Valentino
yeah.
had no damn magnum.
Bobby Valentino, he needs a junior. Fuck a magnum. That motherfucker 4'11". I've seen his ass in the club. That motherfucker make Prince look 6 feet.
Wow,
that
is
a
you
little,
stupid.
That's a little bitty motherfucker. Come on now, that's a Lily Peachy. That motherfucker should have a sucker talking about we represent the lollipop guild. That motherfucker is motherfucking weird.
This is crazy. I love you. You know what? Thank you, baby, for calling in.
And guess what? When I get them Busso t-shirts ready, I'm going to send one to you, Bella, free of charge.
Oh, wow. We love them, but no, but Busso t-shirts, I'm going to wear a Busso t-shirt, too. It's okay. Busso t-shirts for everybody. Thank you, baby. We got another call. We got 773. Welcome to the show. We got Bella Red on the line.
Yo, India, what's good, man?
What's up, baby?
What up? Man, like,
you want?
I mean, shit, y'all been basically, like, done said all my questions I would have asked, so.
So you don't have nothing to ask?
Hey, nah, I guess to say that.
So what do you think about Bella? Do you think that what she's doing is right? Do you don't give a fuck?
I mean, hey, shoot, she do what she do. I mean, I can't not what she do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
She do what she do, and she does it, and she did it.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
All right. Well, thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Our listeners, one thing I love about our listeners, we're very real. We're going to keep it 100 with you. 313, welcome to Dollhouse. Bella Red's on the phone.
This me?
Who is this?
Hey, what's up? This is Amelia. What's going on?
Hey, baby. You got a question for Bella?
I got a question, but first off, I want to give a shout out to my chat room fam. I'm at work, so I can't get in there. But,
okay.
No, fuck all that. Look, she's fucking another girl's husband. All right, that ain't another girl's man. She's trying to justify her shit. If y'all want to do that shit, that's fine. But once the wife come at you, you take that shit. You own what the fuck you doing. Fuck all of that, oh, she shouldn't have came at me wrong. She came at you like a wife is supposed to when some bitch sleep with her man. Now,
right.
I ain't knocking you for that. What you do is what you do. What he do is what he do. But once you start going back at his wife, you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they took the vows. He's fucking the vows over. He got to deal with that. Okay, that's the cost he got to bear. But you ain't got a
right
to come at her. Okay, you foul as fuck for coming at her. I don't know how, you know, I don't know what you look like, and you know, you from Windsor. I'm from Detroit. You know you 5 minutes across the bridge. Don't act like you from some yokel ass town. Okay, you in the D all the time. I know you are. So don't act like you just, you know, lost in the game. Keep it real and just run it like that.
Okay.
Listen, sweetie, I'm keeping it real. I don't have no reason to lie about anything. Okay, can I speak, please? Like I said before, she's not wrong for texting my phone. Yeah, that's his wife. I never said she was wrong for that. But listen, that's just like anybody. If somebody texts their phone running their mouth, you're just going to sit there and let them talk shit? No, I'm going to say something.
I'm going to say what? If I'm wrong, yeah, I'm swallowing that shit. If I know I'm wrong, if I know I'm doing wrong,
but
how is it my fault?
I'm not married. I didn't make that.
You knew he was married. You knew he was married.
It doesn't matter. He was married too. So how is it my fault? He knew what he was doing.
You know you were wrong. Fucking that single man.
If I'm wrong, he's wrong too. So there you go. Okay. That's his fault to bear.
That ain't got shit to do with you. You're wrong on your account. He's wrong on his account. Okay, both of you have to deal with that individually. You fucked a married man, okay? Fuck that. It's a bunch of single-ass niggas out there you could have fucked with. But you chose to fuck with a married man. Take your medicine when it comes at you.
It doesn't matter, sweetie. I didn't fuck myself, you know, so he knew what the fuck he was doing. He didn't care. And he didn't care for almost 3 years. So don't come at me with this shit because at the end of the day, I'm not the only one that's wrong. He's married. I'm not, so I can do what I want. I'm single, okay? There's a difference.
We want to thank you then for calling into the show. Thank you for your opinion. We got 937. This is our. We're gonna have to wrap it up in a minute. But 937, welcome to the show. You have a question for Bella?
Yeah, that nigga was emotional.
What up,
India?
What up, Doc?
Huh?
This is Romy Ron. What up,
Doc? Hi, Romy Ron. What's up, baby?
Man, I ain't really got too much questions. I'm just like
Bella, you got my chat room going crazy with these questions. You got them going. Go ahead, mommy.
I'm agreeing with her. Shit, fuck that. Do that shit. God damn it. Look me up with some of them famous women out there. I'll probably do the same shit. For real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm agreeing with you. If he's married, and then God damn it, he knew what he was doing. do that shit. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
Okay. The only way I feel that
just
the only way
consequences, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Right, and to me, it's like this. I look at it like this. The only way I feel I'm wrong is if I know his wife and I'm friends with her and I went behind her back and slept with her man. I don't know her, you know, and he knows
baby, you ain't
that he's
wrong.
Married.
Fuck that other nigga, but that other nigga was
right, like, it's just crazy.
You
like,
do what the fuck you do with anybody else probably would have did in that situation.
You know what? But you know what? At the end of the day, he technically wasn't wrong. Bella, you may understand where his wife is coming from if your husband starts dicking around on you.
Well, then, when
yeah,
that
but
day
you know
you
what, though? I'm not the only... Do you want to know something? I'm not the... So, I'm wrong, but, you know, what's really wrong is that he's up here going to Hugh Hefner's parties, Playboy Mansion parties, and he's sleeping with his girl. So, at the end of the day, like, he's doing his dirt with other women, too. I'm not the only one.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, right. So, at the end of the day, like I said, I'm not married. I could do what I want. Yeah, okay, I was wrong for sleeping with a married man. But who, you mean to tell me there's women that are in the industry that sleep with married men, and it's okay for them? No, it's not okay for nobody. But that half these men are married, period. So
we got another call for you, Bella.
You think they're not sleeping around with everybody
right.
else?
Yeah, I mean, of course they are. I mean, that's just the industry. It's the
they
music industry.
They sleep with, like, 20
yeah.
women in one night and they don't even remember.
Yeah.
Well, look, welcome to the music industry, well, entertainment industry. 647, you're on with Bella Red.
Hold on. What up, first? Yo, Jack.
Oh, we got Rob on the phone. Hey, Rob.
What up, my nigga? What's going on, man?
Hey,
what up, all my dollhouse people? What up, Ari? Ari, how you doing? How your titties feeling? Okay. The new nigga, what up? I'm just going to say whatever I got to say. India, what up, man? Missed you, all
hey,
that shit, blah, blah. Yeah. Yo, what's your name again?
Bella Red.
Bella Red, let me ask you a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to be disrespectful at all.
No, Jesus.
No, hold on. No, honestly, I really don't mean to be disrespectful. Oh, hold on. Actually, did you sleep with Sean Kingston, too?
Yeah.
The fucking Cookie Monster?
Oh, wow.
But anyways, all right, fuck all that. How do you feel that Ja Rule's wife is in the wrong for putting you on blast because you're giving birth to his kids in the back of your neck? That's his wife. How could she not put your ass on blast?
Sweetie, I never said that. Honestly, for
no,
one,
you were
like,
you were like, how dare she call my Jack four times and shit. But
I mean, yeah, like she made her point the first time. She didn't have to say
no,
the same
she
thing
didn't make
four
a point.
Times.
Yeah,
in a row.
But understand.
She made her point. Okay, I know she's with her husband. I know
right.
he's married. I understand that. I'm not saying she's
so
wrong.
So for that reason, for
his wife. I knew.
All
it.
Right. So if she saw you on the one-on-one, if she caught you on a one-on-one. And she gave you a two-piece and a biscuit, right? And just knocked you the fuck out. Would she be in the wrong for doing that?
I was going to say, can you elaborate for people who aren't from New York, please?
Right.
A two-piece and a biscuit. All right.
Why,
Jackie,
why would
oh, fuck
I,
it.
No,
two-piece and a biscuit. That's universal. Everybody knows a two-piece and a biscuit. The bomb. If she just one-hit or quit you, would she be in the wrong for doing that shit? Like you sucking
no,
off her.
It wouldn't be like that, though.
Oh, because you're nice with the hands? You're nice with the hands, Bella?
Nigga, you think I'm going to let somebody hit me? Like, nah, it's not. I'm not Cat Stacks, okay? Thank you.
I'm saying, Bella, just because you could gargle a dick doesn't mean you could fight.
Though, like, I mean,
Bella,
like, people, you know what? To me, like, people are getting mad because I'm speaking the truth, but nowadays everybody's fake as fuck. Nobody speaks the truth. Nobody says what's real. It's all entertainment for a reason. Because that's what they do is entertain people. But these niggas be the fakest people on earth. You know,
but
people support
but nobody,
the fake. Like, what the
at
fuck
least nobody
that?
On this show, I don't think anybody on this show really thought that entertainers don't cheat. Right? So what truth are
I
you
mean,
really
well,
exposing?
Obviously everybody knows that shit,
tell,
but I'm just
tell me
saying.
Some good shit, like he has syphilis, mono, gonorrhea. Tell me some real secret shit.
I mean, I've said before, I know somebody who has slept with Bobby Valentino after, but I used to text him with him. This is afterwards I found out.
He got the monster?
That he gave this girl chlamydia. So at the end of the day, the niggas be traveling.
Jack had that like 7 times.
No,
Jack,
but it's
how many times you had chlamydia, nigga? I've had that like 7 times. That ain't nothing.
He had it like 7 times.
Though, but you know what? These niggas travel overseas. And
how do you brag about having chlamydia 7 times?
I'm saying, dog. You know what I'm saying? When you're young, you're just fucking for nothing. You pop
chlamydia, like, come on.
Pardon me? But hold on. But what if you caught chlamydia in your mouth? And I'm only saying this as a public service announcement, right?
Okay, but I don't be up here sucking every nigga off. I'm sorry. Like, sorry. So there's a big difference there.
Would you suck me off? I'm kind of...
Nah, you gotta suck you off.
But on the strength, though, I think you should just respect yourself more. And, you know what I'm saying, like...
I mean, I respect myself a lot. Actually, you know,
really
I'm a very independent woman, and I'm a single mother, and I take care of my son, and I
right.
do what I got.
That's
do.
Another good point. Where
like,
is your son when you're up under Sean Kingston's fucking bubble ass? Like, where is he? Where's your son?
But you know what's funny to me? Listen, just because people think because you have a kid, like,
uh-huh.
you're supposed to be in the house 24/7,
mm-hmm.
these celebrities don't know what it's like to be a parent because they just basically think replacing shit material is going to do, they're taking
okay,
care of their kids.
Let's not talk
kid.
About
no,
that, though.
They're not
let's
their
talk
kid
about
24/7.
You. Forget them.
Yeah,
talking
well,
about
like
you,
I
though,
said,
Ma.
I do go out of town. My son is with my mother or my grandmother, so it's not like I leave my son with just anybody. He's fine. Because
I know when I was growing up, when I was growing up, I don't think my mother was sneaking off to get it in with Billy Dee Williams or something like.
I didn't just go. See, that's the thing. I didn't just go out of town just to go. Sleep with a celebrity. I went out of town for Labor Day weekend, stuff like that.
Uh-oh.
Go for the BET
Awards,
shit like that. I don't just go to sleep with a nigga. Like.
Oh, but you went to the whole. Okay, so you went to the BET. But who invited you to the BET Awards? It was probably a celebrity that wanted to knock you down, though, right?
But you know
right.
what? If you had the chance, boo, you would do it too, okay? So
I would do what? I would pay for my own ticket.
Oh wow!
This is
Rob Bella. He is never. You can go on and on with him. He's not gonna. He's just gonna.
Hold on,
going.
Yo, Jack. Jack, you co-sign me. Ari, co-sign me. Ari, you got guac. Ari, you got money. Your money's good, Ari. Would you ever sleep with Ja Rule for tickets to the BET Awards?
Oh wow!
Ja Rule anyway.
Tickets
no.
to the BET Awards, for real.
How did Ja Rule make it to the BET Awards? That nigga broke his shit.
You don't even know what you're talking about. I just think you're funny.
Rob is our ex co-host, but the whole cast is industry, like, you know, Bass Hill. He's been in the industry for a long time.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Jack's an asshole, too.
He's not an asshole because, like I said, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
If that's how you feel, then that's how you feel.
Oh, thank you, Bella. Follow me on Twitter, Real Rob Rep, honey. Follow me on Twitter, Real Rob Rep. I take back everything I said.
Rob, you don't like to just read this baby.
What's that?
Pardon?
I said you sound like you recently just had a baby. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on with you, Rob? Wait. We want to get back to Bella. Hold on for a minute, Rob. Bella, we have some questions in the chat room. We have a lot of people who it's really two-sided. Like, some people are agreeing with you, some people are not. The ultimate, what is the end? What are you trying to get out of this? What is your ultimate? What do you see getting out of this whole situation?
Okay, well, I'm like I said, I'm not here to, you know, I'm not trying to ruin anybody's marriage or trying to, I know, like, yeah, okay, what I did was wrong. I understand that. But, you know, like, I'm not the only person that's wrong at the end of the day. And I'm just here, like I said, I already came out with what I said. You know, I have my Chronicles coming out in September. It's going to be a documentary, a diary, basically, of not even about, you know, being with a celebrity, just about what I've been through in my life, what I, you know, like what I've experienced or being in the industry, how I even was able to be around certain, you know, like the entertainment industry and stuff. It's not like, in, like I said, in my city, you don't see that. You know, like, don't nobody come there. I have to,
I like to
travel. I like to travel and see the world. Like, I like, you know, who wants to stay in Canada? Not me.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, you want to get out and experiment the world. So, you know.
Right, and I just feel like I've always, you know, wanted to get into the entertainment on, like, modeling. You know, and in my city, you can't do that. You're not making it there.
Bella, fuck them. If you had a good time, fuck everybody, what they got to say. I know what you're going through. I've been to those small fucked up towns. Those people don't understand what you go through living in that.
Jack, you slept with Ja Rule too?
Listen to me.
Jack, you slept with Ja Rule too? You dirty motherfucker.
No, because if he would have slept with me, he would have a bigger record career. Second of all, these motherfuckers ain't never lived in a little ass town. They don't know what it's like. So if I was you, fuck them. Keep doing what you're doing. When you flip that shit into money, then it's gonna mean something. But definitely.
Okay, but
make it
in the time being, where do you live at so I could come see you? Cause I mean, there gotta be more. Cause there gotta be more of you up there, right? So
more of you.
I mean, by that I mean pretty women that are bored.
Yeah.
I love Canada. Every time I go to Canada, I get my dick sucked like 4 times in one night.
Ain't that the truth? That is the truth.
Wow, that's a. I'm going to have to go to Canada. Dang, they like girls? Wow.
Hold on. Stay the fuck where you're at.
Shut up.
You come in and try to debo the whole situation. And
I sure will. I have all the girls. Y'all wouldn't have nobody. Holler at me when you get to Atlanta, Bella. So anyways, Bella, definitely want to thank you, baby, for calling into the show. Give everybody your Twitter because right now you're going to have a lot of people who are cool and you're going to have a lot of people who are not that's going to text you, but who cares? So go ahead and give out your Twitter.
It's Miss Bella Red, at Miss Bella Red. And also, you could check out The Chronicles. It's going to be dropping in September on HeavenHollywood.com.
Okay. Shout out to Heaven Hollywood, too, by the way. Shout out to him. Okay.
Can
so
you spell your Twitter?
Yes, spell it, because we got some illiterate people in our chat room.
M-I-S-S and then B-E-L-L-A-R-E-D.
Okay, post that up in the chat room for me, somebody. Heaven, if you there, post it up for everybody to go click on her right now and then follow her. Thank you so much, Bella, for calling into the show and just enduring all this because some people, they wouldn't even be able to do all this. You see, she had it bad tonight, and she still had her same spirit. She still just took it. So
she kept the
congratulations.
Composure. She kept
no,
the
I give it up to her. I give it up to you. Yeah, she did. She did.
Thank you so much.
Bella, I'm sorry because I'm a natural born asshole.
Yeah, he's
I'm
an
sorry.
Asshole. Don't even worry.
You know what? I get worse. It doesn't matter. People say a lot of things, and you know, I just brush it
still off. Follow me, and I'll follow you. I still respect your grind. If it's good, like Jack said, if it means money at the end of the day, then fuck it. It was worth it, right?
Right.
Right.
Now, I do have one question. Are you a midget?
Is he a midget?
No. I'm short,
no.
But I'm not no midget.
You
how tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
Oh, she's not a midget. She's only 5'3". That's not a midget.
I know, but this change the picture, baby.
I'm not a midget.
Well, we love you, Bella. Thank you so much, you
thank
guys.
You.
We thank Bella for calling in. We about to play the Mel Gibson skit we did, you guys. I know you heard it. If you haven't, we got new listeners that want to hear it. Here we go. We'll be right back, you guys. This is Mel Gibson skit we did. Y'all have radio. Don't go anywhere, Rob. We got you next.
I called you 3 times in a row. You don't call. You have to call me.
Feeding the baby.
Who the fuck do you think you are, huh? Who do you think you are? You're new
mama.
In this town. Fucking Nicki Minaj looking. Anyway, bitch, I called you 3 fucking times. You didn't even call me back.
I was breastfeeding, Mel.
Bullshit! You know, I'm gonna be all over your fucking ass like Chris Stokes on B2K. You better fucking call me when I call you! What
well,
the fuck's wrong with you? Huh?
You need medication.
Who the fuck you think you are? You think you're a real model? Like Junk?
That's not
Junk is a real
fucking
model.
Now.
Fucking baboon-looking bitch. Baboon-a-tang. Junk. Call me, bitch.
I don't want to talk to you, Mel.
That's a fucking lie. Everything you fucking say is a lie. Lie, lie, lie. You lie more than Diddy in a contract meeting. You're full of shit. You won't half like Diddy. You're not getting it, bitch.
I don't care.
You're
if
not fucking
guy
getting
you,
it.
Mel.
I'm holding on. I'm holding on my assets. You're not going to get shit. I'm going to hold
what
on my assets
dime.
Tighter than Kevin Lyles on Trey Song's ass. You're not getting a dime.
I don't
nothing.
Want...
You're not getting anything. And you know what? I'm going to hide my assets. I'm going to hide them. I'm going to get them implants. You heard of booty implants? I'm going to get fucking money explants. I'm hiding
what?
Shit everywhere. Afghanistan. Pakistan. Bitch, I'm even hiding it in Bankhead.
No,
I'm hiding all my money. You ain't getting shit.
Mel, I don't want your money.
That's bullshit. I should have fucked. We should have fucking ran a train on you and jumped you in just like fucking Keisha Cole.
Well, maybe I could have felt it then.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You're fucking...
Your so
we should get on your ass like a pack of... I hope you get raped by a pack of niggers. A pack of niggers and fucking Nick Cannon.
I always thought he was cute.
He's extra. You fucking caused this. You did this! You think you're fucking sexy? Huh?
You
walk around with your little fucking little come fuck me tights on? Huh? Who the fuck do you think you are?
No, you need medication.
Huh? You look like Usher on the fucking MTV Awards. Huh? Who the fuck do you think you are? Huh? You think you're gonna fuck one of my friends? You little friend, well, you'd rather suck me off in 5 minutes.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. You have no friends. You have no fucking friends. You're like 50 Cent. Keep jacking off, yayo.
Who?
Yeah. That's all right. That's all right, because when I get done with you, you're going to be fucked. Your asshole's going to be swollen. It's going to be swollen and bigger than B2K's asshole. Yeah. I'm going to Chris Stokes you so hard. You're going to bite the pillow, and you're going to be the lead fucking pickle sniffer.
No, you need some Boone Farm, really.
I don't need no goddamn nigger punch. I need a woman! Wait, here's Ocho Cinco at the door with a wedding dress on.
Dollhouse Radio, you guys. Dollhouse Radio. We did the Mel Gibson skit. We definitely want to play it for you guys to make sure everybody has heard it. You know what? I really miss when Rob is laughing, because when Jack and Rob get it's just funny because they laugh. And he does his laugh, and it's funny as hyper. Oh, God. Rob is laughing.
Oh, you get read my pack of niggas. Nick Cannon.
And Nick Cannon. Stupid. Jack, are you there? Yeah, Rob just heard it. So.
Stupid nigga.
Rob, I want to introduce you to Jay White. Jay White, this is Rob.
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I heard a lot of good things about you, brother.
Yes.
No,
oh, my God.
I know that ain't true. I know that ain't
he
true.
He said he know that ain't true.
That shit ain't true. But I
so if you guys are wondering who Rob is, Rob was on our show for a while. He was one of our co-hosts. So we definitely want to welcome him to the show because we do miss you, Rob. We do love you. You know, Rob has Tourette's, so it's kind of, you know, difficult working with him sometimes. But, you know, we
you
love him.
You just put me on mute. You just put
we
me
just
on mute.
Him. Right.
Yeah, you just mute me. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
So what's been up with you, Rob?
You know what I'm saying? I was actually in Canada for a little bit. I was kind of running away from a little bit and in Moreno Valley now. I mean, you're
not in my he's in my hood right now. Yeah, you're in Moval. So what are you doing in Cali?
Stuff.
Oh, God. No. You know
yeah.
what, Rob? Go
I'm,
ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just taking in the sunshine for a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. See if I can get some bus holes and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, getting some bus holes. Everybody in the chat room said they still love you.
I don't love none of those fuckers. Fuck them about they love me, assholes. I don't love none of y'all in the chat room. Sorry, I just had
Jesus.
To blow something out. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, you're smoking weed.
Yeah.
Aren't you on parole? You can't be smoking weed.
Don't worry. Yeah,
he don't
love
smoke.
Y'all, too.
Yeah!
I love y'all, too.
So you really had it going. I mean, you was going in on Bella. Like, did you? I mean, that's just how you felt like about the whole situation. Like,
on,
when you get, huh?
Who on the floor? On the slot monkey? Yeah, cause.
Oh gosh.
I mean, no disrespect. I mean, when she started saying like, "How dare Ja Rule's wife call me four times?" I'm like, "What the fuck? Are you an idiot?" Like, you know what I'm saying? If I do something fucked up and then it comes back on me, I'm not going to be like, how dare they come back on me?
Right.
I mean, that's some shit that you should expect for being a slut monkey. That should be in the slut monkey handbook. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get caught being a slut monkey, you just got to eat that. Like, you gobbled the dick. Like, you just got to take
it. I love how you call someone a slut monkey, but still at the same time, like, oh, I'm not tripping off of you. You're still cool. But you
yeah, could. No, I'm saying I was talking to her. I'm cool as dirt. I hope she hits me up on and DMs me a number and all that. But, I mean, I got to call a spade. She's a slut monkey, all of that. But, I mean, I'm sure she has good qualities, too. Shout out to her son. You know?
Right.
I hope. Yeah. Hope
yeah.
he gets some.
We definitely had a good show tonight, you guys. We have Rob to come in and just tear up the damn chat room and come in. Also, thanks, Rob, for telling Brian Pumper that I saw him in a gay porn store. Thanks.
Oh, you saw that, right?
Yes, I saw that. Thanks. Okay. You know, he hates me, so, you know, that's great. But speaking of him, did you guys see the video that he got? Is him and Pinky in it? They did a music video. Did you see that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was
so. Yo, is Pinky pregnant with, like, four midgets?
That's what I said, Rob. She looked kind of bigger. Like, I thought she lost weight, but she didn't pack it back on because this bitch had a stomach. Like, she was kind of big, like a little midget. She looked kind of
yeah.
big to me. All
she
I can think
like
of.
A little fucking pygmy or some shit.
Yeah, it didn't look right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would still fuck her, but, you know, I wouldn't brag about it.
You wouldn't brag about it.
No, I would. I would. I would. Actually, I would. But nah,
yeah,
she looked disgusting. And Brian Pumper, I don't know, like, who's gassing this dude? Who's gassing him? Who's even letting him in the studio to let him record? Like, why won't the people around him tell him, like, you suck? Doggy, you suck.
Well, no one's going to tell you you suck when you're spending money. Just imagine, he's probably spending like $1,000 a session. I, come on, if I was the guy in the studio doing his session and you charging him a lot of money, why not? You're going to get paid. Who gives a fuck if you like it or not?
I don't know, man. The people around him, yo, anybody listening, if you're close to Brian Pumper, man, punch him in the face. Keep it 100. Punch him in the face and tell him you suck. He really does suck, man. Did you see the video where they were clowning him about his fake jewelry? Did you see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we always clown about his fake jewelry. Right.
I know. Remember, we was doing it on the show.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, it was a joke. And shout out to what's her name? The Matrix daughter, Morpheus's daughter.
Oh yeah, yeah. She came. Did you hear what he said? Finally, he made a statement, and he basically said, "Who uses their real last name as a porn name?" So he kind of put her on blast. That was kind of funny because he was just saying, "If you're gonna be a porn star, why are you using your real name?" So you know,
for name
yeah.
recognition. You know what I'm saying? She got to use it for leverage and shit. But shout out to her. Like, I saw the porno, and, yeah, her ass has a lot of acne on it. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah,
you know, nothing that proactive can't take out.
Exactly.
Sure,
you can always
I'm
get
sure,
some.
I'm sure me and Jack have seen worse. Jack? Speak on.
Jack, have you?
Jack?
Jack, have you seen worse?
I think we lost him because, you know, he turned his iPod into an iPhone.
Oh,
and the shit.
God.
No.
You know his phone is terrible. Come on now.
I can hear you.
Who's that?
Jack, are you there? Oh, gosh, his phone is stupid. Okay, so anyways, it is what it is. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the show. We appreciate you guys for coming on. All our guests, Bella Red, who else we had, Jasmine. Our special guest tonight, Rob, thank you so much. And you know this is your home, so you always welcome here at the Dollhouse. Thank you so much. You know we go live now, Rob, on Saturdays, so you can actually see us on Saturdays.
I get to see Ari's titties?
You oh, gosh, Ari's titties. They were in front of me, like, what, last week, Ari? Yeah.
Yeah,
word.
They were live in the studio last week.
Yeah, Ari's titties. Yep.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
He said, okay, yeah.
Yeah, send me the link to that.
You stupid. Ew, you sound like he's touching yourself.
He probably is nasty.
So what?
Nasty ass.
Ari, man, don't let him tell him about the conversations we had privately before, man.
Like, oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Don't make it into an issue, man. Don't make me expose you to those that don't know you. But you know what I love. You know I love
y'all did used to talk late night on the phone, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Listen. I'm just grateful that I didn't get indicted after having conversations with his black ass, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry about that, because when you was talking to me on the jack, like, I was going through some stuff. So I apologize for that.
You don't text Rob, because you might get a text back from the fucking police, but, like, detectives and shit.
But hold on.
Talk about how you know him. Huh?
You're still going to come see me in Moreno Valley, right?
Who, me? Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to India. India, you still going to see me in Moreno Valley?
How long are you going to be there?
I'm going to be here for a minute. Then I'm going to Pomona.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. If you're going to be out there,
motherfucker,
definitely.
You lying.
No,
you ain't coming.
Come on,
shit.
Rob. Why would I not hit you up when I'm in L.A.? Shut up. Anyways, we love you, Rob, so much. You guys, thank you for tuning into the show. We'll be back live this Saturday. We're live. You stream, but you can also listen here on Blog Talk Radio, too. But we love you guys so much. Here's Kasha featuring Tipo, Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to my co-hosts, Ari, Jay White, Infamous Jack, and Forever Rob. We love you, baby.
Love y'all, man.
I like the way she rock her, like the way she move her, like the way she rock her. Rock, just rock. I like the way she rock her, like the way she move her, like the way she rock her. Rock, just rock.
We got Carlos Fagamo coming on Saturday. Forgot to tell you.